Well, Evan, let's talk about the Ag Mechanics Show this year at the Iowa State Fair for the FFA. And anything changed this year?
Well, we have 87 tractors that have been entered, and we did change our classes to where we have a first-year tractor exhibitor, so they're not competing with tractors that have been restored by students that have done this before, to kind of level the playing field. But we ended up with 37 of those in one class. So that is our largest class, and we have a class of 22, a class of 20, and another class of probably 10 or 12. I have to add it up to see what we actually ended up with. But I think total we counted 86 or 87 tractors. Our numbers are up entry-wise from last year, and we've seen a steady increase every year since I've been with the show, which has been approximately 6 or 7 years. One of the biggest supporters that we have here is Titan International, that provides tires to all these tractors that the FFA members will do. And that has, ever since the program came out, we've seen a huge increase in how many tractors that kids have been bringing. I remember from 15 years ago when I brought a tractor, I could have probably walked up and down the tractors within a matter of seconds and seen all of them, whereas today we have in the 80s. But 15 years ago, I'll bet we only had 20 tractors, give or take. And I thank Titan Tire for most of that.
Sounds like a good program, good encouragement for these folks. Dan, what causes kids to get interested in restoring tractors?
You know, that's probably the million-dollar question. You know, only being a second-year ag teacher, going to be teaching my second year this fall. You know, I've restored tractors clear throughout my high school career. You know, it started, you know, as a family tradition. Is it, you know, wanting to learn something new? Is it a class project? You know, so it's hard to tell what, you know. I bet you ask each and every tractor out, you know, 86 of them, what, you know, why did you want to restore this tractor? And you'll probably get 86 different answers. And so that's the unique part of it. And another unique part of it is, you know, the different people that we meet working with these kids. You know, they come from all different walks of life, different aspects, you know, parents farming, non-farming, you know, in-town jobs, things like that. So it's great just to see them and go from and see what they did do and how they did it and how they got there. And it's just a unique experience.
A lot of different colors here, of course. Which ones seem to be the most popular for restoration?
That's definitely hard to say, but I could probably throw a gamble and say it's either red or green. Those seem to be real popular with us. And partially the red ones I know are getting even more and more popular every year because the International Harvester Collector Club of Iowa Chapter 5 started a few years ago donating six $1,000 awards to an international project, one to each FFA district in Iowa. So they've been handing out thousands of dollars every year to these kids to help, you know, obviously offset some of these costs or to go to school on or whatever it may be. And another thing that's also been added this year too is we will be picking a show champion, which we've never had to do before, but Kiefer International or Kiefer Manufacturing of Trailers donated a gooseneck flatbed that will be the prize for winning the entire show. So we've added that, and the cash right now with the welding projects and things like that, cash-wise, we're over $16,000 worth of cash and prizes to give away at this year's fair.
That encourages people to get involved. So, it is more than just the tractors here, Dan.
Yeah, we got things out back here on the backside of the FFA Foundation building. There's a hay trailer that a kid made from southern Iowa, hay racks. There's all kinds of welding projects inside, from large to small, woodworking. A lot of neat things with the woodworking this year that the kids come out and we're really impressed with.
Okay, so you guys are ag ed instructors, and where are you from?
That's correct, and I'm from Panorama Schools in Panora, Iowa, and I've been there for 6 years, and I love every bit of it.
And you, Dan?
Teaching out at Cordon at Wayne Community Schools, and like I mentioned earlier, be my second year teaching.
So you're seeing good interest in FFA? Numbers are holding up strong?
Yeah, and we're in a small school where I'm at, but I would probably gamble that about 25% of the high school is an FFA member. And one of the programs that has kept my program growing is that we do restore these tractors, most of them in my shop at school, and I still give credit back to Titan that's allowed us to do that because it offsets a huge cost for us, and it draws an interest to a individual that says, hey, I'd like to restore my tractor, but I don't want to spend $1,500 on tires. And then it gives the kids the hands-on experience in the laboratory to be able to work on something and have a finished product that they can keep forever and ever and ever and have a lifetime heirloom to be able to have. So
And Dan, your program healthy?
Yeah, we're just getting started again. I took over, and we've got a tractor, and Titan did the same thing, stepped up and helped us with some tires. We didn't quite get it back together in time for the state fair this year, but definitely we'll be down here next year with it. So about like Evan said, you know, trying to get the interest. He's been there a few more years than I have, and I think that over time, you know, the kids start seeing a routine of what's going to happen. I think they'll get real on board, and I'll see my numbers grow.